I got up at 3:30 this morning and I was on the metro by 4.
University of Wisconsin Superior student Betsy Gregg had to get an early start to secure her place in line. She joined the estimated 1 to 2 million people in Washington, D.C. for the inauguration of the nation's 44th president, Barack Obama.
I had kind of a week of normalcy, and by the time everyone started coming in on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, it just got ridiculous. Some metros are held up, and I mean, just to even close the door on a train car takes about 5 minutes because so many people are trying to cram in.
To me, it's like Apple Fest on steroids.
Bayfield Mayor Larry McDonald traveled to the nation's capital with 10 members of the Bayfield community.
I'm a bit claustrophobic, and I've never been so jammed in my life, but everybody was happy and nobody was crabby. I don't care if it's somebody working in the airport or the desk clerk at the hotel or just people on the street. And everybody we see is smiling and beaming, happy, and people are here because they believe that there will be a change.
McDonald would like to think with 10 people from Bayfield attending the ceremony, his city has one of the highest per capita attendance in the nation. In Superior, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.